00:05. Okay. Tuesday night. Tuesday night. Sif Yud Aleph. Today's Tuesday night. We must be up to Sif Yud Aleph. Simon Yud Sif Yud Aleph. Sudar. Sudar. Shemnosnum al Hatzavor. So they have here pictures. It's like a shawl, not really a scarf. It's more than just around the neck. Apparently, it was a shawl. Shenosan al hatzavor b'malchus eretz Yisrael shenikra ba'arvishid v'chein buka shenosan b'sfarad al kisfehem keturim. So there was on the shoulders and on the neck and the shoulders keturim. So first, you have to say. Af shohayim masak also hachaticha ka'amo o amosayim, that it had the sheer tzitzis, that it had the sheer beggar that's mechuyev and tzitzis. That has to be step one. V'yesh kadei l'chazos rosher berubah shel katan. So that's either, we'll have later, 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma, or an amma by an amma. We'll have later in Simon, and that's the sheer of a beged that mechuyev and tzitzis. So still, afilu hachi pturim. So they're pturim. Why? And what can we learn from that? Vayim b'bir halacha. So we'll be learning the bir halacha, but maybe it's kedai to learn the Beis Yosef first. Which most of the bir halacha is really quoting the Beis Yosef. Okay. Sudar shenosnam al hatzavor near the Beis Yosef. I'm reading from the Beis Yosef now. He starts with saying if there's a sheer talus, it's chayiv and tzitzis, even though it's only covering the neck. That would be like a scarf, but it has a sheer tzitzis. It has an amma by an amma, or 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma. So that's called a shert chasibar. Remember, we were just mamayit the head yesterday. That for some, the kasuscha is seen to say kasus that you are malubosh with, but not your head. But the neck is part of your body, and it doesn't say asher t'chasibo kol gufcha. That's what he says. So l'chayre, it should be chayim and tzitzis if it's a shear. It's interesting that Aruch HaShulchan just matter-of-factly says that v'lo hatzavor, just like it says before in the previous v'lo harosh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says v'lo hatzavor, but the Beis Yosef says yeah, tzavor also. He starts off saying v'cheinir medivis safta say the katav of ferach, the way they wore it, even though it doesn't cover the whole guf. So the sudrim is not for the kisui harosh. Ukvar recently amadaktikim b'bnei Eretz Yisrael. Show you matilim lohem tzitzis. Avo b'choleret mitzrayim lo noagu lahatil. Why? So he says, in the earlier days, how you kitzorim v'tzorim, they were more like our scarves. So they weren't a sheer. Vayim behem l'kidei l'chasos rosh v'rubo shel tinok. L'tikach lo noagu lahatil behem tzitzis. So he says, v'gamato, so in later doiros, she'erichon v'herchivon, made them longer, wider, ad sheish v'hem sheer talis. So, you know, Adayin Nisharu B'min Hogam. I'm reading it because it's interesting to hear. Aval Yeshut Moyal HaGadoylam Asher Shom, the Poskim, the Rabbis, Eichlo Hinhigu Machshom Lahatul Tzitzis Besudrim Sheish B'em Shir Talis. It can't be, it's just a mistake, because the Rabbonim are letting them do it. V'chen Yeshut Moyal B'nei Sforad, Shoy Yonoyil Lodi Chatichas Beged Kamo Amasayim, Orech Mutalas Al Kisveyim. Why in the world wouldn't they put on tzitzis? Where does this come from? Umi Revshar. Okay, so it's for the Rosh, we know already. So he says, if it's the Ikers Kisui Rosh, so we don't care that it comes down on the Guf also. So he says, maybe the Mitzrayim, maybe the Iker was to cover their mitznefes. Maybe the Iker used it to cover their mitznefes, was the Kisui HaRosh that we had. goes back and forth with the history of this beged. Then he suggests it's derech halah. It's not levisha or ituf, but it's derech halah. Halacha means it's just draped on him. Levisha is, I guess, a beged that sort of conforms to the guf. Like you wear it, you put it in your sleeves, your arms, and it's shaped a little. Ituf is like a talis, you're wrapped in it. But halah means it's just hanging there. It's just draped down, but it's not really, you're not enwrapped in it. So he says, maybe that's a ptur. You think if you have a scarf, and it's just laying there, so that maybe that's called halah, not levisha or ituf. So even though halah is called a levisha of sorts regarding kelayim, because there's an isser of halah, even if you're not wearing it, but maybe that's not for tzitzis, and this would have ramifications with the blanket issue. You know, if you have a square blanket at night. So he's suggesting here that halah is potter from tzitzis. Then he goes back and forth, maybe it's really to protect the head primarily. Like you could see someone saying maybe a scarf is also primarily to protect the head or the neck, it's part of the head. He goes back and forth with that. And then he says, you know what? The main reason for these sudrim is to blow your nose in and to keep money in them and to hide things in it and to wipe the sweat off your brow and to whip it off and use it as a belt if you have to. He says that's why they use it for all these things, and it wasn't even a beged, it was more like a what did Batman always have these things, you know, like you need something, you just pull it out. You have, what is it called? Right, like a utility belt. So he says that's what they have, that's what they use this sudrim for. So that's not really a beged, that's not mechliyav and tzitzis. So okay, let's look at the beer halacha now. That's the base Yosef. I am a Mishnah Brura. The Talmud says, "Because of the base Yosef, Shikar Havos and Sudamei Lametchilu, who could they lusad them Sivus Haroish? Then they car, the last will sail al Harosh Bizman Hachom. So it's really primarily for the head. That's number one. The Odei Shlomar that it's like I said, it's a utility belt. It's to use for all these things." So that's reason number two. So even though nehenin bahem b'chama mehachama u'b'gshamim mehagshamim, since that's not their purpose, this is what we had yesterday. Remember, I told you over the gra that tzushdel's moichri ksus moichri kedarkon l'vachvo yiskavnu b'chama mehachama u'b'gshamim mehagshamim. So it's not called a levisha. So that's what he tzushdel's that also. L'kvinin asher t'chasebo, even if l'maisa. On a pragmatic level, it's protecting you, but that's not its purpose. So it's like that mechavan, I guess. And so it's potter. Ulefize mirem b'mekomenu. This is the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha talking. That people started taking a big piece of material, and they would wear it around their shoulders. But it doesn't have any of these reasons. It's big enough to be mechuyav and tzitzis. It's not for the. It's like if you had a scarf, Mishnah Berurah Halacha saying that you would have a scarf that's big enough. That's the sheer. So you really have to put tzitzis in on it according to these reasons. But you know, the Beis Yosef says a reason. Maybe it's not. It's only ha'alah. It's not really the visha or ikuf. That would apply to a scarf also. Again, our scarves are not the sheer. But if you have a scarf that's the sheer, that's what the Berurah Halacha is discussing. She's saying also maybe it's only ha'alah. It's not really levisha. Then maybe it's only the covered. Where in some countries they wear, what's it called? It has a name. Like you wear something like that. Like I don't know, the covered. But it doesn't protect the body. So since it's not on only, it's, since it's only here. There's a word like with a C and a V in there somewhere. Yeah, how is that worn? Where is that? Around the neck. In France they wear it. Anyway, so that's what he says. Maybe that's, since it's not a beged, it's not a full-fledged beged, and it's not performing the function of a beged of protection. As he says, if you have b'kitzah, if you have a scarf, the Bir Halacha comes out of the maskana. If you have a scarf that's the sheer, you should make one corner round. That's his maskana. Yirei Shemayim, Yasukar Nechad Agula. No, because, in other words, it's a chumrah. It's important to know that. In other words, you take all of these reasons, and you know, sometimes you find this in halacha, like they're not quite sure why it's potter, they just know that it's potter. You come across such an yonah. So, not we know, we don't know, but the poskim know. You find a lot of times they grope for a reason.
Umbrella.
So here's an umbrella is potter from tzitzis.
Umbrella.
What?
Umbrella.
Umbrella on Shabbos, you mean? Yeah, right, that would be a good example. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of you, Chas V'Shalom. It was too good a line to miss. Please be mindful of me. I'm sorry. No, he's very right. He said a very good point, a very sharp tzushtel. That an umbrella on Shabbos being osur, they also like grope for reasons. They're not quite sure why it's osur. So that's a very good tzushtel. It was like that, you know, sometimes you have this in halacha. Okay. From all that we're learning, that's for sure that the function determines what it is. Doesn't matter if he decides to wear it, it's not made for that. The blanket, the only heter of a blanket is the ha'aloh shayla. I mean, you could be machalic that even the machmirim by halah and don't think the halah is a good reason, that's for it because it's worn around the neck. No, I'm talking about, but a blanket is mamish only halah. So maybe, but there are people, I mean, in Lakewood, I remember there were fellows that always rounded off one. I mean, there you have, it's really a chumah because it's a chesus lila also. Except maybe. No comment. What? No, if you take, assuming it's potter as a sheet, right. A sheet is under you, it's not halal.
But you're wearing it as a bag.
For sure potter, that's everything we're learning now, that's the bra, that's everything, that it's a function of its inherent purpose. Okay, let's move on, Yud Beis. What?
A Mexican serape.
Yeah, like a poncho, I think they call it. Poncho is mamish for the goof, protects you from the rain.
Yeah,
that's mamish and begging. That's mamish like a talus cup, right? It has a hole in the neck. And
they
wear
use
it.
That as a blanket.
Also, but it's worn also, so that would be chayah for sure. Malbushim sheba mitzrayim, shenekru angul. Okay, all these names, I'm not going to bother to try to pronounce it. Avol pisheishlem dalat knofayim peturim. The point of these, let's see in the Mishnah Berurah, what's the point of these things? Okay, the point of these things, here you have the case, two cases. You have, if this wouldn't be round, if this would be squared, and then this is squared. This is a bad example, I think, because in my opinion, this is just a corner of the collar. It's not a corner of the beged, really. It's just like an appendage. But they're talking about that they used to have begodim, you see the pictures, where there were two corners here and two corners on the bottom. If you, like, not more, and it was...
Like
what?
Like a towel, you wrap a towel. A towel has four corners, wrapping around.
And they all four end up on one side of you. It's not worn with two in the front, two in the back. That's going to be the point here. There's going to be two cases. One is all four corners. It's worn in a way that all four corners are in the front, on the top and on the bottom. And then there's going to be another case in the Ramah where you have perhaps two in the front, two in the back, but they're not matched. Like you have, let's say, these two corners, and then you have two corners because you have a kapota that maybe has a square, or maybe the slit goes up more than halfway. So you have there two corners in the back, but that's on the bottom. And you have, let's count these, let's say. You have two corners in the front. That's what's dealt with in Sif Yud Beis. So, Malbushim, Sheba Mitzrayim, Shenikrin, Guchesh, Rechemidin, and all these things. Avobi, Shehashem, Dalat, Knofayim, Peturim. So, that's the Beis Yosef says, it's really based on a medrash, interestingly enough. This idea that the mitzvah sits is two in the front, two in the back. So, you know, you say it's a medrash, it's chazal, you know, by when they went out of, when they crossed Yamsu, there's chus tzitzit, there's chus tefillin, there's medrashim. So the Poskim, the Poskim suggests taking that very seriously, and therefore, if you don't have two in the front and two in the back, so it's potter from tzitzis. Hagav vodin malbushim shel glilos bnei ashkenaz usfarad hoyol vein kanfei hanasuyin shiyu shnayim lufnayim ushnayim lachrayim uchuvonim zu keneged zu is also peturim. Let's lead a Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav, maybe speaks out both cases. Dinei habeis yeshiv kosov yeshiv dakim b'malbushim shalomu sheish lehem beis knofos. Yeah, this is the samuch l'tzavor up on top, and you have like a jacket, and it's opened up, and it's squared off here and here. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. Ubeis knofos samuch l'aretz. Lama, and it could be round all around like a regular jacket. Lama imetilim behem tzitzis. The tirutz also says kamat terutzim. Same. I would make the same observation as in the previous if. The docha also madarkei Moshe. Omar hu atam la minag the meyachad. Oh, it's the darkei Moshe's reason. Okay, good. The meyachad the mitzvah tzitzis hu lechatchila sheyachzer beis lafonav ubeis laachrav umalbushim shalanu. That he's talking about him call hadavat knofos lefonov the iefser lahalbishim b'inyan acher ein chayav mitzitzis zeu mashekosav our Ramah. But our Ramah is even a bigger chiddush, because the Mishnah Berurah now calls our Ramah zeu mashekosav hayu ben chanfei and asuyim v'chulu. But that's a bigger chiddush, because he's talking about really two in the front, two in the back. They're just not aligned. Umalbusha korin rock shemachuber lemalach atichas beged rubas umunach al kseifov. It's like it's two corners in the front, on the bottom, and a piece of material that goes down the back, and it's two corners but high up. Shekorin kalmer poshadu kalmer the poshadu the potter shrei the tzad myla in leknofos raknofos akalmer hamunach lo ktsas meachorav. The aims are chronos, hoyol vein hashnei chronos from Yachorov, muchuvonos neged haknofos shalofonov, atam lashona darkei Moshe. So actually, if you read the darkei Moshe, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, I thought the second din was more of a chiddush than the first din. He makes it sound like the second din is less of a chiddush. But if you have two in the front, two in the back, but they're not aligned, that's more poshut that it's not called a beged of dalat kanfos than if you have them all in the front. Because of the Morgan Avram, the Lamai Suyayin Shaloch Azura Fafes Bidei Hagaonim Velomotu Tam Nachon. It's not really a solid reason. It's based on a medrash. You know, you don't pass on halachos from a medrash. Kigam Al Tam Daki Moshi Yesh Lefak Fei Karbe Kamoshi Kosov Be A Prima Godin Al Kain. Therefore Yerei Shemayim Yasa Karen Erechas Hagula. Again that Eitzah. So in all these cases, so I don't know, in other words, if this would be squared, I guess, and I'm saying as far as this is only, okay, and this would be squared, so he's saying, Yerei Shemayim, and that would be good, and our suits are really rounded. But if it would be squared, and you have this, so the Mishnah Berurah is really passing like the Magen Avraham, that he erased your mind to round off one corner, even though all four corners are in the front. My shirt. Why? Where? It's squared? It's not round? At the bottom. I'll look at it tonight, I'll let you know. It could be when I... Okay. At the bottom it's square. Yeah. And where's the other square? Here? Prati Yomeinu Boisim Abagodim Shinogu Mechodosh Lasosu Pasuach Meachrayim. That's the kapoto. So that has really two square in the front, and then in the back there's a slit that goes up more than halfway. And that's even aligned. There you have the two in the back is basically aligned to the front. Al came, therefore, a rota lifter asmo mukhiyev lasa shoma kopom karenachas miyotim dalat knofos agula b'ti potter menat tzitzes v'kadali el b'siftes v'ayin shem b'bir alocha. Then he says v'yosef tov shi'agil oshtei kronos, because there's really six, because you have to count the top ones, because on the top they're square and on the bottom they're square, and in the back if the slit goes more than halfway up. Okay. Ubeiz lacharei mizeh halosh and nimshach shagogo leiza anoshim. I don't know. Apparently, in the time of the Mishnah Brura, shemakaplan chelik achad miatalus ma'od. They would fold up the talus totally. Achinase dak, which I don't understand those words. Adrav, it should become thick, not thin. Vein mechasa klal rakat savor. The kavanosam shia beisitzes lachreihem mamash al kisveihem, and as they understood that the tzitzes should hang down in the back and in the front, so everything would be bunched up on the shoulders. Veinzem and amukhor diem kenein kan kisui guf ala kisui rosh. You end up just covering your head. The yosatov kaminik had to garmim the way we normally wear a talus gadol. Shayod masekas, the hand, your hand is the mafsek b'chatzi atalus. Even if it's not perfectly in the front, but it's off to the side a bit, but the way we wear the normal talus gadol. I don't even know why he calls it tzedodim. Mamish in front, mamish in the back. I don't know, anybody have any thoughts? Why does the Mishnah Brura like have to say that it's off to the sides a bit, but that's okay? I don't know, why is it off to the sides? You're talking about talus gadol, and you're talking about mafsekas b'chatzi talus with your hands. Okay. One. Yeah. Okay.